So, Christy, I don't know if you caught the news, but one of the old House Rules contestants from a couple of years ago is looking for compensation for the way she was portrayed. It's affected her work life. She's saying she can't get work. She can't even get interviews anymore. We know the editors do a very, very good job on those shows. Too good a job, if you like. And it's opened the floodgates for other reality stars to come forward and say, well, hang on, I'm entitled to a little bit of compensation because my life's been altered dramatically. And we've got Tracy Jewell on the line with us from last year's Maths. Tracy, hello.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
You had so much drama last year from the show off air. Has it died down at all?
No, that's the thing. Every time there's a new Maths that comes up and it just seems to keep on going. You know, I honestly thought that once it finished airing, you know, everything would die down, and it certainly hasn't.
So what is affecting you? Is it the bullies that continue to keep trolling you? Because you had a tough time when you were on the show and finished with the show.
That's the thing. I had a tough time on the show and off the show. And, you know, the TV network just doesn't support you when you need it the most.
Right. Well,
you know, the trolling and the hate.
Yeah.
Online, it still continues.
What was the majority of the hate mail that you were getting?
Oh, why did I take a cheater back? Don't I have any self-worth? I'm a mum. I shouldn't be a mum. Like, it was very personal.
It wasn't just
about what happened on the show. It was my looks and my lips and, you know, it was relentless.
We'll go to the show first. We'll go to the on-air side of it. You and Dean were paired up. What was your relationship really like? Was it like it was portrayed?
Well, me and Dean are still friends to this day.
Yeah.
So doesn't that say something?
It does say something, yeah.
And, you know, he's actually a really decent guy who's always supported me. And, yes, there were truth, you know, elements of truth in what was shown, but it's a small percentage of what actually went on. The editing was magnified so much more than actually what happened.
Right.
Like, they made it so much more worse and Dean out and myself out to be something that we're not. And that's not fair.
Right.
And we got to see that on television being aired just like with everyone else. We didn't get to see it beforehand. And, yeah, so it was quite a shock.
So now you're sort of paying for it.
Well, that's the thing, you know. I still get, you know, yelled at in the streets, and sometimes I feel unsafe, and I did get diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder last year. And, you know, I'm lucky now. I've got amazing support, and I've seeked, you know, psychological help.
Yeah.
But it's a journey.
What?
You know, when you get anxiety, it doesn't just cure itself overnight. It takes time.
Now, you haven't had a history of mental health problems, but post-traumatic stress disorder is a very big thing. And I don't want to get too dark here, but you did overdose while on holiday. Was that part of this? Was that part of the knock-on effects?
It was. It was all part of it. And, you know, I think for anyone struggling with mental health problems, support is such a key thing.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I was isolated and all alone, and I was overwhelmed. I didn't know how to get help and where to get help because this was all new to me. I'd never experienced feelings like this before.
Well, anyone that is having dark thoughts, 13, 11, 14, Lifeline is always there. There is always someone that can talk to you. The stalkers, the harassment, the fact that hasn't stopped and it flares up again whenever there's a new season. What kind of recompense do you feel you deserve for this ordeal that you've gone through?
Well, this is the thing. Like, you get psychology support when you're filming, right? But you need that support more so after, you know, when it airs and after it airs. So I don't know. I probably spent $9,000 in psychology bills and psychiatry bills, and, you know, only Medicare and private health only covers so much of that.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
And, you know, we are employees. We are still under contract.
There
so
you go.
I 100% agree that if you were working for anyone else, that would be covered, right? Under workers' compensation.
Mm-hmm. True.
And
absolutely
you get those benefits ongoing.
Exactly. So, you know, I think what's happened is a great thing for the industry. And it's going to be an interesting space to watch.
Yeah, and what about that ex of yours? He was trying to ride the media hype, trying to get some money out of you. Everyone seems to think as soon as you get into telly, reality TV, you got some cash. And he's made it worse as well.
Well, exactly. Like, all those things I believe wouldn't have happened if I wasn't on reality TV, right?
Correct.
He saw it as a media opportunity and a cash grab.
Yeah.
And I truly believe that that was a consequence as well of the show.
What a bastard.
Well, your ex-husband there, him and Davina are also agreeing with the same sort of case.
In fact,
do you think they were mistreated as well?
Well, isn't it funny that maybe this is something that's going to bring me and Davina together, huh?
You'll be best buds.
I don't know about that. But you're not wrong, though, Christy. Dean's messaging me at the moment because he had an event in Port Macquarie where we broadcast. Mm. Tracy, could it be a class action?
Maybe. I mean, you know, me and Dean, as I said, are really good friends, and I'm still really good friends from other people on the show.
Yep.
And I think, you know, sometimes we need to band together and support each other.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Well, it's the same with Innes. I spoke to Innes the other day just to see how she was going, and she was saying that she still cops it. She's quit her job now, and she's doing her influencing and all that sort of stuff. But she gets she's been portrayed that way. Whether there's an element of truth in it or not, it's affected her for life.
Mm.
Everybody's
thing, right.
Yeah.
It's just because we sign up to reality TV doesn't mean we've signed our life away to be constantly bullied and stalked and harassed.
Mm. You're absolutely,
you know,
right.
And people ask, you know, oh, but you know, you deserve it because you went on reality TV. There's who?
Well, you've moved on, but sadly other people haven't.
This is true.
Exactly.
We hope that the floodgates open and that you actually get a bit of compensation, because as much as we love maths, we hate it.
Well, watch this space, right? It's going to be interesting to see what happens.